Can you spell the word Gesellschaft?
Gesellschaft. G-E-S-E-L-L-S-C-H-A-F-T. Gesellschaft.
That is correct.
That was one of the winning words from last year's Scripps National Spelling Bee when the annual competition ended in a tie. This Sunday, spellers from Northern Michigan will compete in the regional spelling bee. The winner advances to the national competition in Washington, D.C. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Monsura. The bleachers are about half filled at the Kingsley Middle School gym. Tonight, the gym is not being used for a sporting event, but for the 2017 Grand Traverse County Spelling Bee. And spellers who do well here will have a shot to go to the national competition, which airs on ESPN. Sophia Ryan is one of the spellers waiting for the competition to begin. She's a sixth grader, and tonight she admits she's kind of nervous.
When you were studying the words that they gave you, was there any particular word or a group of words that gave you kind of a tough time?
Yeah, some of the French words gave me a tough time. One of them was bureaucracy. That was pretty hard for me.
That's a tough one.
Okay, so spellers, before we start, a couple of notes to you. Really take your time, be slow and clear. Be very clear when you say your letters so that the judges make sure that they hear the right letters coming from you, okay?
That's Kate Patello, the official word pronouncer for the Bee, and also a music host for Classical IPR. One by one, students anywhere between 4th and 8th grade stand in front of a microphone and spell for the judges. If they get the word right, they sit down and advance to the next round. If they get the word wrong, they get the bell.
Stratagems.
Can you repeat that?
Stratagems.
S-T-R... A-D... I-G-I-N-S?
Antiquated.
Antiquated. A-N-T-I-Q-U-A-I-T-E-D.
Affectionately.
Affectionately. A-F-F-E-C-T-I-O-N-A-L-L-Y.
Competitions like these have been going on for over 30 years in Northern Michigan. And for the past 20 years or so, the National Spelling Bee has been broadcast on primetime television. Nathaniel Swain thinks there are two reasons why the Bee is so popular.
The first thing is the fact that it is like another sort of reality TV show.
Swain is a speech-language pathologist from Australia who's spent time researching spelling bees. He says the National Spelling Bee isn't unlike The Voice, The Bachelor, or Survivor. Viewers get hooked on learning about the contestants and seeing how they perform under pressure.
So it's because it's really well produced now as a fantastic sort of reality TV format that I think it's maintained its popularity and is still avidly watched, especially in America.
Swain says the other reason spelling resonates with many Americans goes back to the late 1800s when Americans wanted their own unique version of English. One of the ways to have a distinct form was to spell words differently. So spelling became part of people's American identity.
Spelling had a specific place in people's understanding of who they are as English speakers, but more importantly, American English speakers.
Nathaniel Swain says the Spelling Bee's popularity today does have a downside. He says the emphasis of the Bee has become less about language and learning and more on straight memorization.
Funnily enough, I think the Spelling Bee became what I would call superfluous or just another reality TV show where the educational benefits started to slip away. And that's where to become good at a Spelling Bee, you have to really just memorize lists and lists of completely obscure and not functionally relevant vocabulary.
All right, Nathaniel, you're the head of the Script Spelling Bee. What if you could make one change to significantly change the bee, what would you make?
I would change the format so that instead of having just oral spelling challenges, to incorporate other language tasks. So let's say they give them a word and a definition and they have to use it in a sentence. And you basically get marks for how well the sentence comes across or how close to the use of the word it is. It's not as easy to judge, obviously, and it makes the format more difficult, but it's more close to how language is actually used in practice. The other thing that they could do is incorporate rounds where they ask students to think of synonyms or antonyms, and whoever can generate the most synonyms or antonyms to the particular word wins the round, things like that. That actually uses other parts of the linguistic system in the brain and requires them to not just memorize facts, but to actually see language and words as a whole that then work together. Things like that might be interesting.
The word is remonstrance.
Back in Kingsley, Casey Donahue, an eighth grader, wraps up the spelling bee when he correctly spells remonstrance.
R-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-N-C-E, remonstrance.
Casey is used to competing in spelling bees. Last year, he was the local regional champion, and he competed in the national competition in Washington, D.C. There, he made it to the second round, but misspelled the word coriander. He's hoping to make it back this year and get farther. To get him warmed up, I asked him to spell a final word for me.
This is a silly question I'll end the interview with. My last name is Wanshura. Can you give it a shot? Wanshura.
J-U-A-N-C-H-U-R-A.
Casey, that's about half right, but you may have just given me a new nickname at work. The Grand Traverse Regional Spelling Bee happens this Sunday. It's at the State Theater in Traverse City. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, and the bee is free and open to the public. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Dan Wanshura, and for the record, that's W-A-N-S-C-H-U-R-A. This is Interlochen Public Radio.